We are halfway to the weekend. It is Wednesday afternoon. I told you, look, the weekend's going to be here before you know it. We're halfway there. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us this afternoon. Once again, a lot to talk about. You know, look, even when Donald Trump is not in the news, we still have a lot of stuff to talk about. But when he's in the news a lot, you know, we talk about Donald Trump a lot, and he is the Republican nominee, so we'll be talking a lot about Trump and Harris. It's not official for Kamala Harris yet, but she is unofficially the official Democrat nominee. And there are some polls that show that she's gaining even in some swing states, gaining on Donald Trump and even passing him in Pennsylvania, which is a huge state. So Donald Trump makes this vice presidential running mate pick, J.D. Vance. The guy is like super conservative. And there is a report, I don't know if it's true, but there's a report that Donald Trump apparently listened to Donnie Jr., his son. His son told him to forget about all these other candidates and pick J.D. Vance. That was really, from my political perspective, that was really short-sighted because Donald Trump needed to broaden his base. And J.D. Vance didn't do anything to broaden his base. J.D. Vance only satisfied the most hardcore right-wing MAGA supporters. And he was offending a lot of other people, in particular, women. So wouldn't Nikki Haley or somebody else have been a better choice? You know, I was reading last night that Donald Trump can make the change. I believe he can switch vice presidential running mates. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. But I think he can make a change. I guess the question is, should he? I think he should. And I'm saying this for those of you who think that I'm not fair. I'm saying this because I think it's best for Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump's chances of winning are increased if J.D. Vance were not his vice presidential running mate. So we'll talk about that this afternoon. Why did the director of Project 2025 resign? And why did Donald Trump distance himself from the project? And why is Project 2025 being de-emphasized during the entire campaign? The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank that pushes conservative ideology and conservative agendas, told people there's nothing to worry about. Well, if there's nothing to worry about, why did they de-emphasize this? Why are they kind of hiding it? Why did the director of Project 2025 step down? So, you know, I find this interesting because if all the concerns that I brought up on this show about Project 2025 were really nothing, if it was really nothing, then why didn't they stick with it? Why aren't they pushing it? Why aren't they proud of it? Because it's so right wing, it's so conservative. It also brings in Christian nationalism, and these are things that the American people in general reject. So I find this really interesting, and I feel vindicated to some degree that our concerns about Project 2025 were real. And obviously the Heritage Foundation, who told people, nothing to worry about here. There is something to worry about if you want to win the election. So very interesting. We'll talk about that. It just basically, Project 2025 revamps the U.S. government and turns everything into conservative ideology. It sort of reforms the government. And there's some stuff in there about pornography. There's stuff in there about women's reproductive rights. There are really hardcore right-wing aspects of Project 2025. And in the same way that America is not going to vote for a progressive left candidate, America is not going to vote for a hardcore right-wing candidate. And Donald Trump, even though his supporters are hardcore right-wing, Donald Trump himself has really not represented, in many of the things that he says and does, doesn't always represent right-wing America. For example, on the abortion issue, Donald Trump is not right-wing on that. So anyway, we'll talk about that this afternoon. So comedian Rob Schneider, who started off on Saturday Night Live, he's been in some really funny movies. The movies that he's been in recently that I watch over and over again, I'll see him on and I'll pick it up halfway through if I'm you know, not catching it from the beginning. But the movie Grown Ups with Adam Sandler and a bunch of other people, and Grown Ups 2, Rob Schneider is hysterical. Rob Schneider is boycotting the Olympics because of that segment in the opening ceremony depicting the Last Supper with drag queens. Now, I told you that that was a tasteless moment. It was tasteless. They shouldn't have done it. But why are people freaked out over this? I mean, why would you deny the opportunity, deny yourself the opportunity to see athletic excellence at the Olympics and be proud of the U.S. teams? Why would you deny yourself of that? Because you were offended by something in the opening ceremony? It wasn't the entire opening ceremony. It was a segment of the opening ceremony. Okay, it was tasteless. Okay, it was anti-Christian, if you want to say that. I wouldn't have done it. I think it was tasteless. But here's what I want to know, and I want to give you an opportunity to answer this. What negative impact could that segment possibly have on America or on Christianity? If so many people are freaked out over this, then tell me what you're freaked out about. What do you think the result of that is going to be? What's the long-term impact, or even the short-term impact? What is the impact of that going to be? I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any information out there with so many people freaked out about drag queens. And look, we talk about this not because I like talking about it, but because it's a microcosm of arguments that we have in America today. I'm not supporting the bad drag queens, and there are bad drag queens. There are bad people in every group. There are bad Christians. And as I've said many times, think about the Catholic priests that molested people. Think about the religious leaders who have been busted in the Southern Baptist Convention, busted because they had inappropriate sex with underage people. Those are bad people, but you don't bash Christianity in general, do you? Of course not. So drag queens have been around forever. As a baby boomer, I grew up watching television. And they were drag queen characters. They were male characters that dressed up in women's clothes. Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show. This was a little bit before my time of being aware of these kind of things, but Milton Berle used to dress up as a woman. Flip Wilson on the Flip Wilson Show was Geraldine. Geraldine was one of the funniest characters on TV. So why are people freaking out today? It's because of this ridiculous culture war that has been started in America. And it's fake. It's false. It's not really a war. It's not really anything. And shame on anybody who's buying into this. There's no evidence that drag queens as a group have had a negative impact on America. And if you can find that information, please share it with me. And don't share something from some deep, dark, ultra-conservative website that isn't even credible. Share with me some credible information. But where is the information that drag queens have had a negative impact on America? Have any of your children grown up and become cross-dressers? Have any of your children grown up and become gay? Or not all drag queens are gay. I mean, most drag queens are gay, but there are men who cross-dress. Former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, famous for having been a cross-dresser. But I don't think he was gay. I don't understand that. I don't understand why people do that. But if they want to do it and they're not hurting anybody, what the hell? But I just, I point this out as an example of hysteria in America gone wild. So really explain to me, and I'm open-minded about this, what will the negative impact be from that opening segment in the opening ceremony of the Olympics? The Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, we'll talk about some fast food restaurants moving to AI drive-thrus. Hey, who cares as long as they get the order right? And maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to actually understand what the voice says if it's AI. And Americans are buying smaller cars, and there's a reason for that. We'll talk about that as well. Ian Hoke is off. He's also our assistant program director and brand manager here at WWL, and he has a business to deal with regarding, you know, our coverage of the Saints and setting all of that up for the Saints season. So he's preoccupied during the show today. There were meetings that had to take place during our show. So Coleman is our studio producer, and love doing the show with Coleman. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, Scoop?
I am good. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Here's some early texts I found interesting. One is, this text says, Melania made the choice for Don about the VP, not Don Jr.
Okay, well, you know, I read an article that it was Don Jr. Maybe it was Melania. Maybe neither one of those are right. But I shared the information that I read a story. I don't know if it's true, but I read a story that was Don Jr. So maybe it was Melania. But the point is, I don't think J.D. Vance is helping Donald Trump right now. And should he change? That's a question we'll talk about.
Somebody's encouraging that Donald Trump change the VP from J.D. Vance because it would pee off the base. So do you buy in that if Trump was to change VPs, that it would pee off his original base and they still wouldn't vote for Trump? I don't think it would make a difference.
That's just it. I mean, if you PO the base, where are they going to go? If Donald Trump did something that upset his base, do you think the base is going to say, oh, yeah, well, F you, I'm voting for Kamala Harris? That's not going to happen. So Donald Trump's base is going to stick with him. And sometimes in politics, you have to be bold enough to make a move that might offend the base a little bit, but the base is not going anywhere. So, you know, J.D. Vance is having a negative impact on Donald Trump's campaign, according to research. You got another one?
Yeah, it's piling up. We'll get to it.
Okay, piling up. I love that. All right, we got more of your texts coming up. Since Ian's off, Coleman and I will take care of your text messages. And if you want to join us, I really want an explanation. Why are people so freaked out about this? And why do people think that there's going to be some kind of long-range impact from that opening segment in the Olympics? I'm not supporting the opening segment. I think it was tasteless. They should not have done it. What were they thinking? It was kind of disgusting. But I don't think it hurts anybody. I mean, it's not going to change my Christianity. It's not going to change my faith. Is it going to change yours? All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. All right, so remember, you can get this show anytime you want by downloading the Odyssey app. You can listen to the entire show. You can listen to an hour. You can listen to some of the hot highlights. We've got it all on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it. Then download the Odyssey app. Then follow me, Scoot, and you'll be able to check out the show, the whole show, an hour, or some of the special highlights. Or just tell your smart speaker to play WWL. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. Man, I hear this Olympic theme song, and it just makes me want to do the best show possible. I mean, it makes me want to just seek excellence in everything that I do. I mean, maybe you're writing something or typing something or looking something up or checking inventory. Doesn't this song just make you want to be the best that you could possibly be? All right, the Olympics last night, Simone Biles was picked up at the French airport outside of Paris, picked up on radar. She went to 11.8 feet, almost 12 feet high. Okay, she stepped out of bounds a little bit, but Simone Biles was incredible again. And even though she makes mistakes, what she does is so phenomenal that it doesn't hurt her overall score. But it was Jordan Chiles who did a really, really great job, and the women won gold. The men are doing really cool. And also, you know, a couple of years ago, it was the women's soccer team. The U.S. Olympic women's rugby team is kicking butt and getting a lot of attention. In the closing seconds, they beat Australia, and they won bronze. And, I'm watching that, and, you know, it was really – I didn't watch all of it, but I watched some of it and then some of the highlights – and that was really fun to watch. Now, I've gone to some of the New Orleans Gold games at the Shrine on Airline, and that's fun too. But this women's rugby team is doing well. Well, they did well. They won bronze. China leads in gold medals with 8. They have a total of 16, but the U.S. leads in total medals at, what is it, 28? And the U.S. has 4 gold medals. And we're not even at track and field yet. All right. I hope you're watching the, well, I mean, I don't hope you're watching. I mean, if you want to watch the Olympics, I hope you're watching. I think it's very exciting, and I enjoy watching it. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870.
So I have been watching some of it because it's been on the TVs at the bars and in the studio.
Yeah.
And one of the things that kind of irks me, I don't know if it's a big problem, is they have all these advanced special effects and these graphics and these chyrons and these camera shots, but when it comes to the numbers that they put on the back of the athletes' shirts, it's like they still just print them out and like either staple it or put like some tape on. It's like, why can't they just embroider it on the back of their uniforms? Because, you know, I'm thinking it's called some kind of wind resistance. They're trying to balance, but this piece of paper is on the back of it.
That's an interesting observation, Coleman, and somebody's fell off yesterday. Last night I saw somebody putting theirs back on. I don't know, because obviously I would think you're going to have the same number throughout the Olympics. This is your number, so why not put it on the uniforms? I don't know. I'm sure there's some logistical reason why that can't be done. Hey, look, before we get to calls, let's go to a couple of the text messages, and I can help you out with some of this.
All right. This first text says, drag queens, okay. Religion, okay. Drag queens in the Last Supper portrayal? I don't know if I can go for that. If you tried that with Islam, it wouldn't work out as well.
You know, I talked about that yesterday, and I get that. I understand the hypocrisy. But, you know, at least Christians and Catholics have a sense of humor. You know, there are a lot of people, Muslims, especially the radical Muslims, and they don't have a sense of humor. They take that very seriously. But the fact that we can't do that, that doesn't mean that we should overreact if there's something involving Christianity. But that doesn't answer my question. What is the negative impact? Why, if people are freaked out, why are they so freaked out? What is the negative impact that opening segment in the opening ceremonies could have on America or on Christianity? Here's a text that says, as a Christian, what I'm upset about is a bunch of Christians getting upset about a French art project and making like it's everybody else's problem.
Well, that was the one I was going to read.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's your show. And plus, you read it better than I can anyway.
I don't know about that. Anyway, go ahead and just check a couple of these out.
All right. This one says, just another left chicken wing radical move. I have no idea what they're talking about there, but I guess it has something to do with the, you know, the Last Supper.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay. So what? I mean, there's liberalism in the world. There are left-wing radicals in the world. I mean, so what? I mean, you can't wipe them out. You can disagree with them, but you can't wipe them out. So they're there. I mean, so what? But again, what's the negative result from that opening segment in the opening ceremonies?
This text says, has anyone asked the French committee why they chose that photo to open with anyway?
I haven't heard an explanation, and I don't know what the explanation would be. I'd like to hear it, because what they did was tasteless. It should not have been done, but they did it. But people are freaking out over this like it has some kind of an impact, like if there's going to be a negative impact on America. And I haven't heard what that negative impact is going to be yet.
This one says, will you idiots understand that it was not about Christianity or the Last Supper? I've been hearing a lot of people say that, too. It was about the, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it was the Greek festival that they was trying to emulate, because since the Olympics come from Greek, that's what they were trying to mimic, and it has nothing to do with the Last Supper. So I have heard that.
Yeah, I have heard that, too. I've heard that it was, but some people interpret it as a depiction of the Last Supper. So even if it was about the Last Supper, what is the negative result that's going to happen from this? You know, if people are going to get really upset about something, they should be upset for a reason. And not just be upset to just be upset. Oh, I don't like that. I'm upset. Why are you upset? I mean, if you step back and think about it, it's not going to change America. It's not going to change you. It's not going to change me. So what is the negative impact that it's going to have?
This text says, our athletes in the Olympics show what is good in America with freedom and diversity, and the right wingers don't like that.
Read that again.
It says, our athletes in the Olympics show what is good in America with freedom and diversity, and right wingers don't like that. See, I agree with the first part You know, but I don't know if right-wingers don't like to see the diversity in the Olympics. I think they're proud. If Simone Biles wins the gold medal, I don't think a right-winger would have a problem with a black woman coming home with a gold medal for America. I don't think it's that far gone.
You know, if you just, I think that's an interesting point. And I can't speak for that hardcore right-wing group, but I'm sure there are people who don't like diversity. I mean, I know there are people who don't like diversity in this country. If you look at the Chinese Olympic team, they all look similar. The Japanese team, they all look similar. Most of the countries have individual athletes and they all have similar looks. You look at the U.S. Olympic team, black, Asian, white, Hispanic. You know, we have all different kinds of people as part of our Olympic team. And that is a microcosm of the diversity in America. And I mean, that's America. If you don't like it, you don't have to stay here. But there's nothing that you can do about diversity because it's part of who we are. And if it doesn't really affect you, why would you be upset about it?
This one says, Christians always think it's about them.
Yeah. You know, I love some of these texts. I love this. And I have yet to hear about the negative result that this is going to have. If you want to join us, the Oak and Hart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Ian's off today. Coleman's studio producer today. Let's go to Phil. Phil, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, I have a question for you. Top of the day with it. How you doing with it?
Good.
What is the definition of a drag queen?
All right. I mean, I could come up with a crude definition, but let me just pull this up very quickly. All right. Here's the definition of a drag queen. All right, here's an official definition. A drag queen is a person, usually male, who uses drag clothing or makeup to imitate and often exaggerate female gender. And gender roles.
Okay. But I hear you mention Flip Wilson with Geraldine. I didn't see that as drag. I saw RuPaul from New Orleans more as drag. Just like Martin Lawrence in The Martin Show, he had this skit where you use this lady, Shanae, a bad hood girl. Then I saw Jamie Foxx use the one, Wanda, bad wolf broad, always hunting men. But I didn't see him as drag. I just saw him as characters.
Yeah, Phil. I think what I'm responding to is what I hear from a lot of people, and that is, any man in a dress is a drag queen. Any man in a dress is anti-Christian. Any man in a dress is. Are you okay there? Is everything okay,
yeah.
Phil? All right. I heard a big noise. I hope you were okay.
No, you know, I'm calling from the road. You know, Louisiana
okay.
do not have smooth highways like other states.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't fall off scaffolding or anything.
But I always get the kick when they say drag queen because
yeah.
RuPaul was impersonated
right.
early on. But I just didn't see those. I saw them in characters. But I guess that wouldn't
you know,
be the definition.
Look, I get that. And you know, a lot of drag queens are gay. I don't think you have to be gay to be a drag queen, but a lot of drag queens are gay. But again, I mean, so what? And I still go back to some of the characters, and I mentioned Flip Wilson as Geraldine, and maybe he wasn't a drag queen by definition, but I mean, by definition, I guess he was because he was imitating a woman. But there are people who criticize any man who would wear a dress thinking that this is somehow an abomination.
Yeah, the way I see it is I think a drag queen is more of somebody, a male that does imitate a woman. They do it as their lifestyle, not necessarily for entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jamie Foxx doesn't live his life as a drag queen. He probably
right.
plays a role. So it's like the Red Dress Run is coming up. I'm quite sure most of
yeah.
the people that's going to participate in a Red Dress Run won't consider themselves to be drag queens because they're in a dress. Because, you know, after that day, they go the rest of their 364 days a week
well,
without dressing in a
that's
dress.
That's true. I mean, I'm planning on doing the Red Dress Run. I've done it before. I'm totally straight, and I don't have a problem doing that. It's fun. It's different. It's outrageous. And the people who participate in that are just having a good time. And I don't know why people have to read these dark, deep ideas about what that really means. It doesn't mean anything. It's just people having fun. Don't try to overthink this. But we've been on the air for about 20 minutes now. Over 20 minutes. I have yet to get, I don't know, maybe it's deep in our text messages, but we're checking them out. Nobody's called in with an explanation about what negative impact will result from that segment in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics in Paris. If people are freaked out about it, you can't just be freaked out over nothing. So if you're freaked out, it has to be about something. So explain to me why people are freaked out and what negative impact that little segment of the whole opening ceremonies, what negative result is that going to have on America and Christianity? If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. More of your calls and text messages are coming up. On this day in 1976, this was the number one album in America. This is George Benson, and Breezin' was the title of the album. Breezin' was the title track, and Breezin' was actually a hit. And even though I did, like, you know, rock music in the morning when I was, doing morning radio earlier in my career, I was playing Breezin' on a regular basis because this was a big hit. It's an instrumental. And you know, when somebody does an instrumental, I can't figure out how they decide what to name it. I mean, there are no lyrics. I mean, he decided to name this Breezin'. I mean, I guess this could have been named, anything. I mean, I always find it interesting how they find names for instrumental songs.
Well, the flute does sound like the breeze of the wind. Like if it's a breeze in a forest, it's kind of has to...
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I guess Breezin' would be a good name. And then there was that instrumental from the Edgar Winter group, Frankenstein. And I mean, that was like so... I mean, that was just like so rough. And I mean, I guess it reminded him of Frankenstein. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Hang on, we're coming back on WWL. All right, so I just played Breezin' by George Benson. The Breezin' album was number one in the country on this day in 1976. And I wonder, you know, how do you come up with a name for an instrumental when there's no lyrics? And we just got a text from somebody. What about Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs? This is an instrumental. It's called Green Onions. How the hell did they come up with that title?
It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book. Green Onions.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I just think it's interesting how instrumentals are titled, because how did they come up with that title? This doesn't sound like Green Onions to me. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We're talking about what the negative impact is from that segment in the opening ceremonies of the 2024 Olympics in Paris that has freaked out so many people. I mean, so many people have been loud and freaked out and just talking about how terrible that is. Okay, if it's that terrible, what's the impact? What's the negative result of this? Here's a text that says, Scoot, as a Catholic, the opening ceremony really didn't bother me because I've also studied Greek mythology, and there was nothing in that ceremony that even remotely came close to mockery of the Last Supper or the Eucharist. Was it tacky? A bit, but people need to lighten up, and not everything is about Christianity. It's true. Man, why are people such snowflakes? Oh, they did that. I'm offended. Okay, if you're so offended and freaked out by it, what's the negative impact? The Okunard Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. From Metairie, Lisa, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon. I was listening to the conversations about the meaning of drag queens.
About what? About what?
I'm gonna show my your conversation about drag queens.
Okay.
Okay. I remember back in the day, I was a child watching. Do you remember the Flip Wilson show?
Yeah.
Where he did the Geraldine character.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't mention that.
I was a child back then, but I look back on it now, and I really don't think it was just a character. It wasn't a drag queen. I mean,
right?
Maybe back then they didn't think it was a drag queen. I just think it was a character.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But you know, the complaints that I hear about any time a man puts on a dress is that it's just such blasphemy and it's going to have this negative impact on society. And I can't figure out what the negative impact is.
No, I don't either. Yeah. But I mean, I was a child then, but I look back at it now. I really don't see what the big deal was.
Lisa, I appreciate
I don't think it was a drag queen.
Right. Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're listening. Let's go to Chunky. Hey, Chunky, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Always, as always, enjoying the show.
Thanks.
Hey. I see there's this, you know, Elon Musk and the Republicans are saying, you know, you guys, that they're really upset that everyone keeps calling them weird and creepy and all this. And I have a way that everyone will stop calling Trump creepy and J.D. Vance weird.
Okay.
They need to stop being creepy and weird.
I don't know that they can stop. I think it's just in their DNA. But I think they're weird people on the left. And if somebody says, man, I listened to Scoot, he's really weird, you know, I take that as a compliment because it's out of the ordinary. I don't think the weird name that's being used to describe Trump and Republicans is going to hurt them. I don't think it's going to have an impact.
Oh, I don't know. Musk has now banned people from saying it on Twitter because it's such a big thing, and that, you know, all this weird stuff with J.D. Vance about his personal life. You know, they just had a video of him saying terrible things about Simone Biles, the multi gold winning Olympian, talking about that she's not a good example to people. I mean, these people.
I missed that. J.D. Vance said that Simone Biles is not a good example for people.
Oh yeah.
I got to look. I'm gonna look that up.
He was on. Yeah. J.D. Vance said terrible things about her, and Trump was insulting of the member of the women's basketball team.
Yeah.
You know, he was saying terrible things about them because they. You know, wanted to stand up for women's rights and stuff like that. And it's like, when these guys, they're just such snowflakes, they're just so offended by women. And, you know, a friend made a joke the other day was, you know why Trump was so good at dodging that bullet from the Republican that tried to shoot him? It's because he was so good at dodging the draft. So he kind of learned, if you can dodge the draft, you can dodge a bullet.
Okay, that's creatively funny on paper, but you know, since it was such a serious thing, it's funny, but I it's too soon to joke about that. All right, Chunky, I'm glad you called. Well, what did J.D. Vance say about Simone Biles?
Do you know? I missed that one too. I'm looking it up.
All right, we're gonna look that up, and we'll check on this, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, or maybe we'll wait till the next hour, but we'll definitely get into that. But again, J.D. Vance represents that hardcore. And again, I'm not talking about all conservatives. I'm not talking about all Republicans. But there's that core right-wing radical group of megaites. And, you know, they would never, ever say that a black female is a good example of anything, which is really effing sad. I mean, it's almost sad to the point of being just tragic. Simone Biles is, I think, a great example. I don't know what J.D. Vance is bringing up, but she kind of went through a bit of a mental breakdown, and, you know, pressure got to her, and she's human, and she bowed out of the Olympics a few years ago, but she came back, and she came back strong. And a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans go through that too. You know, like pressure builds up on you, and you're human, and you can only take so much. And some people don't know how to deal with it, and they take their lives. Some people don't know how to deal with it, and they just go crazy. Simone Biles came back. So I think that's very, very admirable.
Yeah, that's what J.D. Vance was alluding to back in the Tokyo Olympics when Simone Biles got she succumbed under pressure. It's an old clip. It wasn't nothing recent that J.D. Vance just said. It's something that they dug up recently since, you know, he became Trump's VP.
Let's see if he doubles down on it. I mean, he's got a chance to say, you know what, I've looked at this and I shouldn't have said that, because looking back on this, she really is a great example and an inspiration. I mean, how could you look at Simone Biles and not think that she's an inspiration? So you admit that you're overwhelmed. You admit that you're like mentally overwhelmed with things, and you have to excuse yourself. You have to take a break. Why is being human such a negative thing? So we'll see if J.D. Vance doubles down on this. But yeah, Simone Biles, in my opinion, is a great inspiration to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons, in particular that reason. Let's go to John in Jefferson. Hey, John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going today?
Good.
Quick comment. I did think that the opening ceremony in the Olympics was a bit strange.
Yeah.
There was a moment where someone's genitals were hanging outside of their skirt.
Yeah, what was that about? I mean, if you're wearing a skirt, the average person wearing a skirt doesn't have those.
So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of a weird incident. And one comment about the J.D. Vance thing, if the worst that Democrats have to say about him is that he's weird, some preschool level criticism, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. You think Trump should change vice president's running mates?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
All right, John, I got to get to a break here. Glad you called. Yeah, we're going to talk about that this afternoon as well. I think Trump should trade in J.D. Vance. I don't think he helps Trump in the election in November. I don't think he helps Trump broaden his base, and Trump needs to broaden his base if he's going to get elected. He cannot win. There are not enough right-wing radicals. There are not enough MAGA supporters to put Trump in office. That's not my opinion. That is a political mathematical fact. So if he doesn't broaden his base between now and November, he's going to have a harder time winning. But again, a lot's going to be determined by the undecided voters. All right, a lot more to talk about coming up in the next hour. All right, here's one of those instrumentals. Now, this song was named Frankenstein, and for some reason, this instrumental sounds like Frankenstein. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Oh, yeah, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1971, this was the number one song on the R&B charts for the fifth week in a row. Mr. Big Stuff, Gene Knight. Gene Knight passed away last year. Very beloved here in the New Orleans area. All right, should Donald Trump dump J.D. Vance? It seems like he's having a negative impact on the campaign, and he said a lot of stupid things. I mean, look, I've said stupid things, but I'm not running for office. And so I'm going to look into this during the news break, but J.D. Vance criticized Simone Biles because she admitted she was, like, mentally overwhelmed by something? Wow. I mean, is that a reason to criticize somebody? And I'm still waiting for somebody to explain to me the freaking out over that segment of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. What is the negative impact that's going to have on America and on Christianity? We'll get into more of that coming up. I'm Scoot on WWL. All right, so I just played "The Breezin'" by George Benson. The Breezin' album was number one in the country on this day in 1976. And I wonder, you know, how do you come up with a name for an instrumental when there's no lyrics? And we just got a text from somebody. What about "Green Onions" by Booker T and the MGs? This is an instrumental. It's called "Green Onions." How the hell did they come up with that title?
It sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, Green Onions.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I just think it's interesting how instrumentals are titled, because how did they come up with that title? This doesn't sound like Green Onions to me. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We're talking about what the negative impact is from that segment in the opening ceremonies of the 2024 Olympics in Paris that has freaked out so many people. I mean, so many people have been loud and freaked out and just talking about how terrible that is. Okay, if it's that terrible, what's the impact? What's the negative result of this? Here's a text that says, Scoot, as a Catholic, the opening ceremony really didn't bother me because I've also studied Greek mythology, and there was nothing in that ceremony that even remotely came close to mockery of the Last Supper or the Eucharist. Was it tacky? A bit. But people need to lighten up, and not everything is about Christianity. It's true. Man, why are people such snowflakes? Oh, they did that. I'm offended. Okay, if you're so offended and freaked out by it, what's the negative impact? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. From Metairie, Lisa, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Good afternoon. I was listening to the conversations about the meeting of drag queens.
About what? About what?
I'm going to show my your conversation about drag queens.
Okay.
Okay. I remember back in the day, I was a child watching. Do you remember the Flip Wilson show?
Yeah.
Where he did the Geraldine character.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't mention that.
I mean, I was a child back then, but I look back on it now, and I really don't think it was just a character. It wasn't a drag queen. I mean,
right.
Maybe back then they didn't think it was a drag queen. I just think it was a character.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But you know, the complaints that I hear about any time a man puts on a dress is that it's just such blasphemy,
yeah,
and it's going to have this negative impact on society. And I can't figure out what the negative impact is.
No, I don't either. Yeah. But I mean, I was a child then, but I look back at it now. I really don't see what the big deal was.
Lisa, I appreciate you.
I don't think it was a drag queen.
Right, yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're listening. Let's go to Chunky. Hey, Chunky, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. As always, enjoying the show.
Thanks.
Hey, I see there's this, you know, Elon Musk and the Republicans are saying, you know, you guys, that they're really upset that everyone keeps calling them weird and creepy and all this. And I have a way that everyone will stop calling Trump creepy and J.D. Vance weird.
Okay.
They need to stop being creepy and weird.
I don't know that they can stop. I think it's just in their DNA. But I think they're weird people on the left. And if somebody says, man, I listened to Scoot, he's really weird, you know, I take that as a compliment because it's out of the ordinary. I don't think the weird name that's being used to describe Trump and Republicans is going to hurt them. I don't think it's going to have an impact.
Oh, I don't know. Musk has now banned people from saying it on Twitter because it's such a big thing, and that, you know, all this weird stuff with J.D. Vance about his personal life. You know, they just had a video of him saying terrible things about Simone Biles, the multi gold winning Olympian, talking about that she's not a good example to people. I mean, these people.
I missed that. J.D. Vance said that Simone Biles is not a good example for people.
Oh yeah.
I got to look. I'm gonna look that up.
He was on. Yeah. J.D. Vance said terrible things about her, and Trump was insulting of the member of the women's basketball team.
Yeah.
You know, he was saying terrible things about them because they. You know, wanted to stand up for women's rights and stuff like that. And it's like, when these guys, they're just such snowflakes, they're just so offended by women. And, you know, a friend made a joke the other day was, you know why Trump was so good at dodging that bullet from the Republican that tried to shoot him? It's because he was so good at dodging the draft. So he kind of learned, if you can dodge the draft, you can dodge a bullet.
Okay, that's creatively funny on paper, but you know, since it was such a serious thing, it's funny, but I it's too soon to joke about that. All right, Chunky, I'm glad you called. Well, what did J.D. Vance say about Simone Biles?
Do you know? I missed that one too. I'm looking it up.
All right, we're gonna look that up, and we'll check on this, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, or maybe we'll wait till the next hour, but we'll definitely get into that. But again, J.D. Vance represents that hardcore. And again, I'm not talking about all conservatives. I'm not talking about all Republicans. But there's that core right-wing radical group of megaites. And, you know, they would never, ever say that a black female is a good example of anything, which is really effing sad. I mean, it's almost sad to the point of being just tragic. Simone Biles is, I think, a great example. I don't know what J.D. Vance is bringing up, but she kind of went through a bit of a mental breakdown, and, you know, pressure got to her, and she's human, and she bowed out of the Olympics a few years ago, but she came back, and she came back strong. And a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans go through that too. You know, like pressure builds up on you, and you're human, and you can only take so much. And some people don't know how to deal with it, and they take their lives. Some people don't know how to deal with it, and they just go crazy. Simone Biles came back. So I think that's very, very admirable.
Yeah, that's what J.D. Vance was alluding to back in the Tokyo Olympics when Simone Biles got the, you know, she succumbed under pressure. It was an old clip. It wasn't nothing recent that J.D. Vance just said. It's something that they dug up recently since, you know, he became Trump's VP.
Let's see if he doubles down on it. I mean, he's got a chance to say, you know what, I've looked at this and I shouldn't have said that, because looking back on this, she really is a great example and an inspiration. I mean, how could you look at Simone Biles and not think that she's an inspiration? So you admit that you're overwhelmed. You admit that you're like mentally overwhelmed with things, and you have to excuse yourself. You have to take a break. Why is being human such a negative thing? So we'll see if J.D. Vance doubles down on this. But yeah, Simone Biles, in my opinion, is a great inspiration to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. In particular, that reason. Let's go to John in Jefferson. Hey, John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going today?
Good.
Quick comment. I did think that the opening ceremony in the Olympics was a bit strange.
Yeah.
There was a moment where someone's genitals were hanging outside of their skirt.
Yeah, what was that about? I mean, if you're wearing a skirt, the average person wearing a skirt doesn't have those.
So, yeah, I just thought that was kind of a weird incident. And one comment about the J.D. Vance thing, if the worst that Democrats have to say about him is that he's weird, some preschool level criticism, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah. You think Trump should change vice president's running mates?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
All right, John, I got to get to a break here. Glad you called. Yeah, we're going to talk about that this afternoon as well. I think Trump should trade in J.D. Vance. I don't think he helps Trump in the election in November. I don't think he helps Trump broaden his base. And Trump needs to broaden his base if he's going to get elected. He cannot win. There are not enough right-wing radicals. There are not enough MAGA supporters to put Trump in office. That's not my opinion. That is a political mathematical fact. So if he doesn't broaden his base between now and November, he's going to have a harder time winning. But again, a lot's going to be determined by the undecided voters. All right, a lot more to talk about coming up in the next hour. All right, here's one of those instrumentals. Now, this song was named Frankenstein, and for some reason, this instrumental sounds like Frankenstein. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Oh, yeah, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1971, this was the number one song on the R&B charts for the fifth week in a row. Mr. Big Stuff, G. Knight. G. Knight passed away last year. Very beloved here in the New Orleans area. All right, should Donald Trump dump J.D. Vance? It seems like he's having a negative impact on the campaign, and he said a lot of stupid things. I mean, look, I've said stupid things, but I'm not running for office. And so I'm going to look into this during the news break, but J.D. Vance criticized Simone Biles because she admitted she was, like, mentally overwhelmed by something? Wow. I mean, is that a reason to criticize somebody? And I'm still waiting for somebody to explain to me the freaking out over that segment of the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. What is the negative impact that's going to have on America and on Christianity? We'll get into more of that coming up. I'm Scoot on WWL.